Jarvis, Physical Examination and Health Assessment, 6th Edition. Chapter 17, Breasts and Regional Lymphatics. This section discusses key points about the structure and function of the breasts and regional lymphatics. The breast, or mammary glands, lie anterior to the pectoralis major and serratus anterior muscles, and are located between the second and sixth ribs. They extend from the sternal margin to the mid-axillary line. The nipple is just below the center of each breast, and is surrounded by the areola for a 1 to 2 centimeter radius. In the areola, Montgomery's glands secrete a protective lipid material during lactation. The tail of Spence projects up and laterally into the axilla. It is the site of most breast tumors. The breast is composed of glandular, fibrous, and adipose tissue. The glandular tissue contains 15 to 20 lobes that radiate from the nipple and are composed of lobules. Each lobe empties into a lactiferous duct that carries milk to the lactiferous sinuses, which store milk behind the nipple. The fibrous tissue includes Cooper's ligaments that support the breast tissue. Adipose tissue houses the lobes and provides most of the bulk of the breast. To help document findings, the breast may be divided into quadrants, with imaginary horizontal and vertical lines that intersect at the nipple, or findings may be described according to a clock and centimeters from the nipple. The breast has extensive lymphatic drainage, which occurs primarily through four groups of axillary nodes. The central axillary nodes are high in the middle of the axilla. The pectoral or anterior nodes lie along the lateral edge of the pectoralis major muscle. The subscapular or posterior nodes are found along a lateral edge of the scapula. And the lateral nodes exist along the humerus, inside the upper arm. The breasts undergo significant developmental changes. At puberty, estrogen stimulates breast changes between ages 8 and 10. The breasts enlarge, the duct system grows, and masses of small, solid cells develop at the duct endings. Breast development occurs in 5 stages, which are described using a sexual maturity rating scale, or Tanner staging. During pregnancy, breast changes begin in the second month. Pregnancy stimulates the expansion of the ductal system and supporting fatty tissue, and the development of the true secretory alveoli. The breasts enlarge and feel more nodular. The nipples are larger, darker, and more erectile. The areolae enlarge, become a darker brown, and have more prominent tubercles. Colostrum may be expressed after the fourth month. This section presents critical points about subjective and objective assessments of the breasts and regional lymphatics. To obtain subjective data, ask questions that assess these topics about the breasts: pain or tenderness, lump or thickening, nipple discharge, rash, swelling, trauma, history of breast disease, surgery on the breasts, and self-care behaviors, including the frequency of breast self-examinations and the last mammogram. Also, pose questions to investigate these topics about the axilla, inquiring about any tenderness, lump, swelling, or rash in the underarm area. To obtain objective data, first inspect the breast as the woman sits. Note the general appearance and symmetry of the breasts, and the color, texture, and integrity of the skin. Observe the supraclavicular and infraclavicular areas to check for bulging, discoloration, or edema. Also assess the nipples and areoli for symmetry, shape, and any abnormalities. Next, perform maneuvers to screen for retraction. To do this, observe the breasts as the woman raises her arms overhead, pushes her hands on her hips, and leans forward. With the woman still seated, inspect and palpate the axillae and regional lymph nodes. Then, with the woman supine, systematically palpate all four quadrants of the breasts. Be sure to include the tail of Spence, the nipples, and the areolae. If you feel a lump or mass, note its location, size, shape, consistency, mobility, and distinctness. Also note any related nipple changes, skin changes, tenderness, or lymphadenopathy. After your assessment is completed, teach breast self-examination. Besides reviewing the appropriate technique, cover additional points. Help each woman establish a regular schedule of self-care. Breast self-examination is best done right after the menstrual cycle, when the breasts are the smallest. For a woman who is not having menstrual periods, suggest choosing a familiar date to examine her breasts each month. Finally, review the American Cancer Society's recommendations for mammograms and clinical breast examinations. For a male patient, combine the breast examination with the anterior thorax examination. Inspect the chest wall, palpate the nipple area, and palpate the axillary lymph nodes.